Michael Rush is the director for the Broad Art Museum. That's MSU's new museum, and he's on the other end of our line. Michael, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, Tony. I'm great.
Well, I'm trying to set up a time where I can come into the museum, but there's been some delays. From what I understand, you've had some glass that was shipped over from overseas, and it was broken and cracked. You had to send that back, and you're waiting on that. Tell us about where you are as far as your grand opening.
Well, that's pretty much under control. Yeah, the building is a very complicated structure, and the glass, yeah, indeed, was coming from Italy, and some of it cracked on the way, but that was months ago. We're going to open in the fall. Things are pretty on track. Most of the glass is in place. It's doing fine, but it's a very, you know, this is a pretty hefty project that 100 people plus are working on, and it's going very, very well. I'm looking at it right now from my office over at Michigan State.
All right, tell us what we will see when we go to the Broad Art Museum.
Well, in the museum, there's going to be all kinds of contemporary art and older art. One of the great things that's happening with this museum is that we've inherited a terrific collection from the Kresge Art Museum. So we've got art from Greek and Roman days, from pre-Columbian days, way back early centuries, all the way up to the most contemporary art from around the world. So we're going to be able to show the best art that artists are making in many countries, including from China, Japan, Korea, Africa, South America, and we're going to be able to place these in context with their forebears from hundreds and even thousands of years ago. So you're going to be seeing art from all periods talking to each other, and there's going to be other things too. There are going to be performances, and there'll be jazz on Sunday afternoons, and maybe some rock and roll in the courtyard on Friday nights. There'll be films, all manner of things. It's going to be a real cultural hub with all kinds of art going on.
Why is this important?
I think the cultural life of any city is important to the quality of life for people who live here or there. And this is going to just really expand the possibilities of cultural exposure and participation for all the citizens here. It's also going to be part of, part of the economic engine renewing the area. I mean, we're going to be bringing tens of thousands of people into this area every year to visit the museum and participate in it. So it's, from my way of thinking and many people's, it's just a win-win all around for everybody.
This is a challenge. As you know, many school districts, because of budget cuts, are forced to do away with the arts. You're seeing less music classes, less art classes.
Yeah.
You think this will help open up some eyes to some folks?
Well, I hope so. I sure do hope so. Plus, you know, we have pretty strong educational programs going on for kids in K through 12. In fact, we have a whole wing of the museum that's devoted to education. So there's a lot of, and we sponsor school programs to come in here and participate in the museum and have the children make things based on the exhibitions. We also have a program where we go into the schools and we assist the teachers in teaching their own curriculum through art examples. So teaching mathematics with examples from art to help the children understand the math better and so forth. So, you know, we're very, very involved with education, and we're trying to fill in some of the gaps left by budget cuts, but we also hope that when people participate in the museum and see how important the arts are, that, you know, some of the arts may return to the school too.
What was the cost of the museum, and where'd the funding come from?
The museum is budgeted at between $40 and $45 million. It comes from a lead gift from Eli and Edith Broad, great philanthropists who gave us almost $30 million, and the rest has been raised through very vigorous fundraising from individuals, largely alums, but others as well. We're still in a fundraising mode. We have a few million to go, and we keep inviting people into the process, but we're doing pretty well.
The design of the museum is very unique. I'm a weird guy. I like the hamster cage, as they call it, the parking structure with all the colored funnels on it, if you will.
Right.
I really think that the design of the museum makes you want to pull in. Whose design was that, and how's the reception been of it so far from onlookers?
Well, the design is by a woman architect originally from Iraq. Her name is Zaha Hadid. She's been in London for many years, and she, a couple of years ago, won the Pritzker Prize for Architecture, which is like the Nobel Prize for Architecture. She's really having a moment, and this is only her second building in the United States. Her first was in Cincinnati. And this building is, well, we're getting lots of responses, most of it positive, but some people are going, why doesn't it look like the rest of the buildings at MSU? And I think there are many wonderful buildings at MSU, particularly from the 1930s and 1940s. And this building adds another dimension, a 21st century dimension, to an already beautiful campus. And I think when people look back on this 50, 100 years from now, they're going to say, wow, what a brilliant idea to have a leading architect create an iconic building like this and right here for us at MSU and East Lansing.
Do you have dates in place for soft and grand openings?
We're talking about the fall. There are a couple of construction elements that we should know about. Whether or not they'll be finished in time, we'll know about this in the next couple of weeks, so I'm not giving a specific date, but we're looking at early fall for an opening.
Michael Rush is the director of the brand new Broad Art Museum. Hopefully, it will be open this fall. Michael, we'll stay in touch with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.